Time now for the Saturday Morning News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for sunny skies today, a high into the low 80s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms beginning tonight, a low in the upper 50s. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. A Wayne City man died in an accident Friday night in Wayne County. Illinois State Police at the District 19 Post report the accident occurred at 9:42 p.m. on Illinois Route 242 at County Road 300 North. Police say Troy L. Manahan of Wayne City was driving a 2008 Mercury Grand Marquis southbound on Illinois Route 242 at County Road 300 North when he failed to negotiate a curve and ran off the right side of the roadway and traveled through a large grassy median before striking an embankment and overturning. The vehicle came to rest in a field, police said. Manahan was pronounced dead at the scene. State police were assisted at the scene by the Wayne City Fire and EMS, Wayne County Sheriff's Department, Wayne County Coroner's Office, and Rick's Towing. More news after this break.
Get on target with Ultra Products. With over 47 years of experience as a full-line archery store, they have all your hunting needs, including bows by Elite, PSE, Bear, Diamond, crossbows by Raven, Mission, Barnett, 10 Point, Horton, and Excalibur, ammo, tree stands, clothing, mug boots, and much more. Call them at 842-5796 or hunt for them 2 miles north of the Fairfield Huts, behind the White House with the white fence. Open 8:30 to 6 weekdays and 8 to 12 on Saturdays.
Day, Thursday, October 10th, your local Fairfield retail merchants will be having a Moonlight Madness sale. With a number of local merchants participating, including restaurants and retail shops, merchants will have extended hours and specials. There is no excuse to shop anywhere else but Fairfield. Plan to spend the evening in Fairfield, October 10th, from 5 to 7. Enjoy dining, shopping, and sales. Support Fairfield businesses Thursday, October 10th, from 5 to 7. Live here, shop here, buy here.
Stop at John's Butcher Block now through Saturday and save on items like boneless chicken thighs, just $1.99 a pound, or get smoking deals on fresh 80% lean ground beef for just $2.79 a pound. Get sizzling deals on platter-style bacon for just $3.99. Don't forget their meat chicken salad is just $5.49 a pound. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card located across from the Fairfield City Hall.
One man was injured and taken to Deaconess Hospital in Evansville after a two-car crash at the intersection of Southwest 6th and West Douglas Streets Thursday afternoon. According to police reports, at about 3:17, 54-year-old Fairfield resident Quentin D. Hutchison was northbound on Southwest 6th in a 1992 Ford Crown Victoria. 40-year-old Sarah L. Carlisle was westbound on West Douglas in a Buick Enclave and struck Hutchison's vehicle in the passenger side at the intersection. Hutchison was transported by ambulance to Fairfield Memorial Hospital and later taken to Deaconess by AirVac for treatment of injuries sustained in the crash. He was also cited for disobeying a stop sign and for failure to wear a seatbelt. Carlisle and a juvenile passenger were checked by EMTs at the scene and released. This year's Edwards County Homecoming Queen has been named. Queen is Rachel Perkins. The other Queen candidates were Haley Burster, Darcy Clodfelter, Rachel Perkins, Audrey Rotrammel, and Avery Roosevelt. The Queen candidates were announced during halftime of the Edwards County Christopher Ziegler Royalton football game. The semi-formal homecoming dance is scheduled for tonight from 8 until 11 p.m. Wabash County Sheriff J. Derek Morgan reports two arrests in his county recently. On September 27th, at about 11 p.m., Wabash County Sheriff's deputies stopped a westbound vehicle on Highway 15 for traveling 65 in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. Upon making contact with the driver, 24-year-old Dalton W. Feldman of West Salem, it was found the registration to the vehicle was expired. The department's canine was deployed for a free air narcotic sniff and gave an alert to the vehicle Feldman was driving. A subsequent search revealed a plastic bag with a crystal substance, which was suspected as crystal methamphetamine. The substance later field tested positive for meth. Feldman was taken to the Wabash County Jail on $4,000 cash bond for having possession of 12.9 grams of methamphetamine. On September 28th, at about 2:15 p.m., a Wabash County Sheriff's deputy observed a 2017 black Dodge Durango abruptly move off the roadway and shoulder on the right side of the road and travel over the shoulder before coming to a stop. The deputy pulled in behind the vehicle and conducted a traffic stop on Route 1 south of Keensburg. Russell D. Singer of Mount Carmel, according to police, immediately became uncooperative in the course of the stop and would not hand over the information requested by the deputy. Singer eventually complied with the request. A canine was requested to the scene for a narcotic sniff on the vehicle. After a positive alert, police said Singer became non-compliant once again when asked to step out of the vehicle. Singer had to be forced from the vehicle and fought with deputies on the side of the road. Singer was taken into custody and taken to the Wabash County Jail. He was charged with two counts of obstructing a peace officer and possession of drug paraphernalia for a glass pipe found on his person. Singer later posted bond and was released after an initial court hearing. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle announced Friday the activity and enforcement figures for the month of September. Troopers in District 19, which includes Wayne, Edwards, Wabash, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties, recorded 1,515 incidents during the month. Enforcement activity consisted of 532 citations and 1,374 written warnings, including 290 speeding citations, 5 DUIs, 39 occupant restraint citations, 7 criminal arrests, and 479 written warnings for speeding. Troopers also assisted 57 motorists, conducted 169 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 25 traffic crashes. There were no fatal traffic crashes investigated by District 19 during September. Also, District 19 issued 356 citations and 584 written warnings for the fatal four violations, the ones most associated with fatal traffic crashes, and include DUI, speeding, not wearing a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Here's the river stages as of this morning. Little Wabash east of Fairfield at 4.19 feet, flood stage 17 feet. At Clay City, the river at an even 4 feet, flood stage 18 feet. At Carmi, the stage 3.38 feet, flood stage 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 4.97 feet, flood stage 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel at 3.4 feet, flood stage 19 feet. The southern Illinois area has a chance for showers and thunderstorms late tonight and continuing through Sunday night. The Illinois Department of Transportation is alerting motorists traveling on I-64 in White County of upcoming road construction. Weather permitting, on Monday, work will begin on I-64 at the Wayne County line and continue for 6.5 miles east. Work will include pavement patching and maintenance for miscellaneous drainage areas. Motorists should reduce speed, be alert to equipment and workers, and use extreme caution when traveling through the area. Emergency vehicles will be allowed through the work zone as quickly as possible, but drivers are encouraged to seek alternate routes to avoid delays. Construction zone details are available at gettingaroundillinois.com. Yesterday was National Manufacturing Day, and the Illinois Manufacturing Association says that Illinois makes just about everything. Gordney Holton with the IMA notes industry in the state creates more than $300 billion in economic output.
Almost 600,000 folks in Illinois are employed in the manufacturing industry. We are extraordinarily diverse in terms of what we produce. Obviously, agricultural industry. We've got a large pharmaceutical industry sector in the state of Illinois. We do a lot of automotive and automotive parts in the state of Illinois. We've got small mom-and-pop shops to the largest employers in the world in John Deere and Caterpillar. And
the food processing industry is the largest manufacturing employer in the state, providing 93,000 jobs. More than a century after the world's first juvenile court was established in Illinois, advocates are still fighting to ensure that the children accused of crimes aren't treated the same as adults. At the Juvenile Justice Initiative's Reimagine Justice Summit in Chicago on Thursday, there were calls for a reasonable age of prosecution. While Illinois doesn't have a minimum age to try a child in juvenile court, Diane Garrity of the Center for Criminal Justice Research, Policy and Practice at Loyola University says age 14 is the international norm.
It's a question of fundamental fairness, holding people accountable for actions over which they have no meaningful control, has historically, as far back as the 16th century, been determined to be an unfair use of governmental power.
The United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child recently raised the minimum age of criminal responsibility for juvenile court to 14. However, Garrity says the U.S. is the only nation in the developed world that hasn't ratified the treaty and so isn't legally bound to the minimum international standards. The Illinois Department of Labor and State Fire Marshal's Office are working to make sure haunted houses are safe for the public. Kim Howard reports.
All haunted houses must be inspected prior to opening. The state wants to make sure the public has a scary but safe time when they visit, says Fire Marshal spokesperson J.C. Fultz.
A couple of fires in the 1970s and 1980s at haunted houses led to the closer scrutiny of the safety. Most haunted houses in Illinois today are required to have smoke detectors and protected by automatic sprinkler systems.
There's also a limit on the number of dead-end paths a house can have and restrictions on open flames and pyrotechnic special effects. Exits and pathways must be wide enough to account for the maximum number of people in the attraction. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
And the Wayne County Humane Society will hold an open house today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Society says it's made several improvements to its facility and would like to share them with the public. In addition, they'll hold an adoption event with reduced fees of $50 for dogs and $10 for cats. As the open house runs over lunch hours, the Humane Society will hold a pork burger sale as well, and they'll be available for $3. That's news. Area deaths next.
No more suffering through repair bills. No more just plain unreliable washers and dryers. Speed Queen is now offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all its home laundry products at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Our Speed Queen washer and dryer repairs start at $1,700 at Rush Appliance, and you can choose from top loading, front loading, and stacking. So come see me, Sean Rush, for superior performing laundry products with 10-year warranties and superior customer service and support at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
This is Ethan Kaiser with Trust Bank. Legacy is defined as something received by a predecessor. To the wealth management team at Trust Bank, your legacy is an important piece of your financial plan. We understand how hard you have worked for your assets and how generous you are. Trust Bank wants to help you create a plan that allows you to make a lasting contribution to a charitable organization of your choice. We truly want your legacy to be something that lives on forever. Give Trust Bank's wealth management team a call at 618-395-4311 today.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 88-year-old Norma W. Snyder of Evansville, Indiana, formerly of Grayville, died Thursday at Good Samaritan Home in Evansville. She was a member of the Methodist Church and was well known for her singing rendition of the hymn, How Great Thou Art. She began her singing at age 4 and sang for numerous funerals, church choirs, and her co-residence at Good Samaritan Home. For 10 years, she was a member of the Evansville Philharmonic Orchestra Choir. Surviving are sons Jeff Snyder of Evansville, Richard Ritchie Snyder of Edmond, Oklahoma, a daughter Sherry Wasuri of Evansville, and several grandchildren and one great-grandchild. Graveside services for Norma W. Snyder will be at 2 p.m. Sunday at Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. The Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville is in charge of the arrangements. 83-year-old Richard Masterson died Tuesday. Surviving are his wife, Frida, sons Bill, Jeff, and Rex, six grandchildren, and siblings Dan Masterson, John Masterson, and Faye Pollard, all of Burnt Prairie. Visitation for Richard Masterson will begin at 1 p.m. today at the Liberty Baptist Church in Burnt Prairie. The funeral services will start at 2. Burial will be in East Antioch Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to Liberty Baptist Church in Burnt Prairie or the Dr. Dennis Scranton Memorial Cancer Fund, and will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, which is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
You've got a friend in me.
At Wabash Communications, you've got a friend in us. We offer you 24/7 support, respond promptly to your concerns, brave severe weather to keep you connected, and donate to community organizations that you care about. To elevate your customer experience even more, we invest in top-notch technology. Our fiber network provides internet speeds up to 1 gig with unlimited download. We're pretty sure that makes us fast friends. Give us a call today at 665-3311 for friendly help with technology.
Here is a look at the Fairfield area weather. Today, sunny skies with a high of 81. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and storms, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 58. Sunday, a 40% chance of showers and storms, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 70. Monday, mostly sunny, high of 68. Tuesday, sunny, high of 70. Wednesday, sunny. The warming trend continues, looking at a high of 75. And then Thursday, a slight chance of showers and storms, otherwise partly sunny, high of 78. Yesterday's high was 73. Our low this morning was 50. Nothing out there in the rain gauge at all. It hasn't rained in several days, but this weekend is the best chance of rain. And currently in Fairfield, underneath sunny skies, the sun rising to the east, it is 50.